just a minute. Bill the Rhymer drops some limericks on you in our Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Faith, Speaker of the House John Boehner is known for his tendency to burst into tears when talking about his background or his family or when he wakes up every morning and realizes he's Speaker of that House. But this week, he burst into tears multiple times while being interviewed by whom?
Oh, gosh. Is it someone known for making people burst into tears?
Well, it's a media outfit, not known for emotional outbursts, unless, of course, somebody wins in the last green.
It's a sports?
It's a sports channel, yes.
The only one I know is ESPN.
No, it's a specific sports channel.
Oh, Fox Sports Channel. No, the Congressional Sports Center.
Remember when I said...
The Golf Channel.
John Boehner was interviewed by the Golf Channel. He is a famously enthusiastic golfer, so of course the Golf Channel would want to interview him. Other than Tiger Woods, he is the first non-white person they've ever put on their programming. Boehner talked about many subjects, and golfers everywhere were fascinated to finally hear the perspective of a wealthy male Republican.
Man, there's no crying in golf.
Did he get choked up about the beautiful game?
This isn't, if you've never seen him, by the way, this isn't crying like a little weepy, you know? This is blubbering. John Boehner has two settings. He's got aloof, and he's got the leave Britney alone guy.
It's an ugly cry.
He goes to snot bubble level of cry.
Yeah, he really does. It's wet. Like, you don't know what's snot and what's tears. It's terrible.
I admire that in a man.
I mean, it's nice. A guy is in touch with his emotions.
Sure.
That's important. But keep in mind, he, as Speaker of the House, third in line for the presidency. What if some disaster happens? He's in charge. And then he's like, the State of the Union is really sad. I mean, Mo, it is time for a game that we call...
I've got good news and bad news.
We're going to tell you some bad news. You tell us the good news. Ready? Here's the bad news. A major U.S. city, we found out this week, is sinking irreversibly into the earth. What's the good news?
That the city is... Well, I don't hate Miami. I hope it's not Miami.
It's not Miami.
It's a city that we would like to see sink into... is Toledo sinking?
What do you have against Toledo?
Nothing. I love Jamie Farr.
I'll give you a hint. It was originally built in a swamp.
Washington, D.C.
Yes, indeed, Washington, D.C. It's sinking. We all know that Washington, D.C. was built in a swamp. The first time in history, a fetid, damp sinkhole of disease was made even worse.
Oh, God. Boehner is never going to stop crying.
I know. The original contractors apparently worked for the government because the city is now sinking into the ground. Climate change, of course, will make it worse, so we can expect Washington to be completely gone in about 100 years unless we can figure out a way to speed it up. Oh!
Do they really project within a century?
No. That was a bit of an exaggeration. They do think it'll sink a good foot over the next century, which will make things difficult.
Well, so will I.
W-A-